assumed you needed a smoke, since you just screwed me like a one-legged whore.
I know I played it twice.
I like it twice.
I liked it, too.
Play it again.
And I like classic rock more than anybody in the whole wide world.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, need a cigarette, Dave?
Wow, just a scroll. 877-365-3636. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tight.
Excuse me, I'm finishing up my Think Thin bar. Hold on a second. I want to tell you what.
Are you thinking thinner now that you've had your Think Thin bar?
It's a Think Thin bar.
What flavor? Are they different flavors every day?
I am not a paid spokesperson for this bar.
No, but you are a model.
I'm a spokesmodel. It was brownie crunch.
Yum. It must taste like delicious chocolate.
Let me see. High protein bar for an active lifestyle. You know, I've been working out a lot.
That's you. You have been active.
I was just telling Shondell in the hallway that I was bench pressing Carla last night, and I don't mean that in any kind of way.
Hey, cool, boobs. Awesome.
No, I don't mean that way. I literally was sitting out on the sun porch where I spend most of my time at home. And watching the Red Sox game.
Because you were
locked
out.
Maybe this was after the Red Sox game was over. We stayed up a little late last night. And, had a couple of glasses of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, very nice.
And she came over there, and I said, man, I'm really feeling strong. I said, come over here. I said, lean towards me. Mm-hmm. And we were going nose to nose, like giving nose kisses, you know, where you're just going like this.
Right?
You're going... Mm-hmm. Like that. Did I communicate that effectively?
Sounds sexy.
It wasn't sexy at all.
Who got a concussion?
We were going nose to nose, and I was just having her lean, and she doesn't weigh a lot, and so it was. But I was just showing her, you know, what I was doing.
But her feet were on the ground, right?
Her feet were together, and she was on her toes, and I said, make your body completely rigid.
How many
exactly?
times?
Name something that's slippery and hard to hold on to.
That's inappropriate.
I had her just lean in, and I was just bench pressing.
But a true bench press would be you laying flat on your back and lifting her. Totally
yeah,
above,
but it
right?
wasn't. I'm not strong. I'm still a girly man.
Was
in
she
regard.
Impressed?
No.
No.
Well, she doesn't get impressed.
What's the
I
point,
have to.
Then?
Excuse me. I have to wash my mouth out.
One day I must bring you one of my bars. The fudge graham is delicious.
Why don't we compare bars? Mine's closed. Wait, let me see.
Well, I haven't any because I've already had mine at 2:30.
Serving size one bar.
Whose is bigger?
Calories. Oh, my God.
How many?
240.
Well, that's not
about
very many.
Right.
It's not very many at all.
It's too many.
No.
How many calories are you on a day?
You need that.
I don't know.
You don't even know?
I don't know.
I think I'm on 1,300.
It's bridal suite. I don't know. total fat, 7 grams.
That's some.
Cholesterol.
Yes.
1%.
100%.
Sodium, 150 milligrams.
That's not much.
I can't feel my toes. No, it seems like it's a lot.
No,
sugars, zero grams.
How much salt are you supposed to have a day, Buzz?
Protein, 20 grams.
About a shakerful.
Dietary fiber, 2 grams. Let me see. Mm-hmm. A lot of vitamins in it. And
on your diet, do you have a
240 calories, but only 70 from fat.
How are your stools? Are they good?
Wonderful.
Mine wonderful. Are better.
I've been eating a lot of corn.
Oh, so you see that again.
I really am. Incidentally, if you go to this, you know that place you told me to go to? What
yes,
the hell is it?
Trader Joe's.
Good guys.
Trader Joe's. Good guys, too. Mm-hmm. But they have this corn there, this mm-hmm. corn on the cob, but where they chop off the hairy end.
Right.
And it's
do
perfectly
you mean, Mike,
formed.
Do you mean the tassel?
The tassel. Is that what they call it, Farmer
the
Joe?
Hairy end.
Okay, Farmer John. Hey, we have to talk movies before we continue.
That's right.
We could babble about this incessantly.
Yes, we could.
But I still can't get that bar taste out of my mouth. Hold
it's,
on a second.
Was it brownie crunch that he's having?
Yeah, you should go to Fudge Graham.
Mmm.
At Physicians Weight Loss, the bars are delicious.
Okay, enough. Are you getting paid for it yet?
Yes, I am.
Has the run started yet?
Yes, it has.
Can't you tell?
Is that all you're supposed to, you incredible whore? Let's go to Joe
Skinny
McLeod.
Skinny whore.
From the Baltimore City Paper. You mind me saying you're from, even though you're the art director at the Baltimore City Paper?
Yes.
Let's go to Joe McLeod, who is now, he was crowned last week as our official movie reviewer.
We
and what is this music that's playing in the background?
The theme to...
What?
McLeod.
Oh,
McLeod.
It's my dad.
Why is the music annoying me today?
It's got kind of a Western flavor, doesn't
okay.
it?
Joe McLeod, how you been? And were your friends and family members all excited and thrilled for you to be getting this unpaid position?
Yes, I've received many cables and telegrams and communications. congratulations.
Very exciting.
On my new position in the media firmament.
I completely forgot last week, Joe, when we had you on the show, whether you had seen or not seen. You hadn't seen. Had you had seen Get Smart?
I had, and I danced around my opinion of it.
I didn't mind it too much. I really didn't, but I have to say that I lost consciousness probably 7 or 8 times because it was the day after my surprise birthday
party. You were hungover.
Yeah, I was not really with it.
He gave a polite review.
You were not getting.
So what do we got this week, Mr. McLeod?
Well, I don't know if you guys want to talk about the Love Guru, but I would kind of like to talk about it.
I'm all ears. I'd like to hear what your impression. This movie is really, by and large, being savaged by critics.
Yep. Mm.
Yes, and with good reason. However... It's kind of sad because it's like if you've been paying attention to the media stuff about Mike Myers, it's like I understand that he's left his wife or got a divorce or something like that, and
right.
probably went through some changes. And this movie is all about a self-help guru, and it's like, man, I wonder how much of this stuff came out of his own, his own.
So
anger.
You think that he was actually in the process of trying to help his own marriage? And
I don't
that's
know.
Why he did this?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think this is just maybe some a bunch of junk that came out after.
The knock on this movie. This is what I hear. The knock on this movie is. It's just more of the same, but the difference is when you had Austin Powers and you had Fat Bastard and you had those characters, and Dr. Evil, you had very funny characters.
Right.
It's the same shtick. The characters just aren't as funny. Is that accurate?
Exactly. And it's just like, him like veering around inside of his own head, doing all of his little cute Mike Myers catchphrase generator things. Mm-hmm. And just there are. It's got to be a world record for, IHOP type jokes. Those childish little things that we all like. Little double entendre stuff regarding the.
Oh, you mean IHO?
Spelling.
Yeah,
okay.
I understand that. Okay.
On all the talk shows, Mike Myers' line is that he drew this character out when he was regarding self-help when his father died. So this is it's been in development for a long time, but really nothing solid to take from it, Joe?
No, the thing that I really thought was cool was he did two little segments that were like Bollywood movies. If you know what a Bollywood movie is, the huge industry in India, vivid colors, everybody's singing, dancing, everybody's beautiful and happy and stuff. And he did two little segments in the movie like that. If he had done the whole movie like that, it would be a smash.
Ah, okay, so that was the funniest part of the movie.
Yeah.
And I forgot, what was your criteria? What do you use? You base it on a scale of 1 to 10?
We go dollar bills.
How many dollar bills do you give it?
Honestly, $350,
and that's on a scale of $10.
Yeah, I would really, and again, this is an incredible hedge too to say this, but the DVD will probably have more of the Bollywood stuff on it.
Okay, because they're going to make those changes when they put it out on DVD.
And Vern Troyer, this is probably the most Vern Troyer has been able to speak in a movie, The Little Man.
But he does. They say that's overused too, right?
They go to that well too many times. There's only so many times you can watch a midget, get savaged.
Dwarf.
Although when you say midget, I laugh out loud.
Little person.
What else is out there?
Well, I saw a film that's probably not in wide release called Gunnin' for That Number One Spot, which is about high school basketball players who are, destined for college and greatness who play.
Starring Danny DeVito?
Vern Troyer.
It's a documentary. It's directed by Adam Yauch, who most of us know from the Beastie Boys. And if you like basketball, and only probably if you like basketball, you will find this movie interesting because he covers this game at this basketball.
I don't care about this. I don't. Okay. I actually don't. I mean, is there anything else that's going to be wide this weekend?
The big one is Wanted.
Yeah, and that's
Angelina Jolie.
Right,
but I hear that's the American Girl movie.
I hear that's
not
good.
The American Girl movie. That to me, that's frightening. A movie based on a doll.
Yeah, my daughter is into the American Girl.
Well, it's probably going to be a huge industry.
Is that a family feature?
Yeah.
No, it's XXX.
the doll has a stunned expression on her mouth the whole
what
time.
What about Wanted? What do you think of it? Did you see Wanted?
No, but I know people
Joe, you got to go to the Wanteds and not go to the art house crap. You can't go to the documentaries. I don't give a rat's ass. I know he works for the city paper.
I was on vacation. I'm sorry.
All right, now you have to fake.
From what?
I have a life.
You have to fake a review of Wanted. The position was given. It can be taken away. It's your first effing week.
Oh, I don't want to fake, but I'm telling you that all the everything I've heard about this movie is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's like Matrix, and there was this Russian vampire movie called Night Shift. or Night Watch, I'm sorry.
Night Watch.
And it's the movie's directed by that guy. So it's just you know, nonstop, you know, kinetic violence.
And she still is amazing.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
she's,
my God.
She's the, I forget where who took the poll, but she is the one woman that, like, you know, most American women would agree on to engage in a threesome with their partner.
And there's this thing, this magazine, Vanity Fair, where she's the cover girl for Vanity Fair this month. And they do a thing where they're putting her in a series of wigs. And there is no hairstyle. There is nothing they can do where she is not absolutely. They put a green wig on her in Vanity Fair.
It still looks hot.
It's unbelievably hot.
Any
and it's
funny
like
wigs?
fluorescent hair.
You can doctor a photo.
Oh, thank you.
Morgan Freeman's in the movie as well.
Morgan Freeman is in the movie too. Yeah. So, you know.
Now, so you haven't seen it though?
No, I haven't seen it.
And what else? Anything else
Crucify
happening?
Crucify me. I'm sorry.
Anything else happening out there?
War Incorporated, which is John Cusack, and work. I don't know if you guys remember that movie.
Hold on just a second, Joe. All right, just for 1 second. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Did he suck this much last week?
He's having a rough
I'm
day.
I'm really, really sorry. Did he? Or is
no,
it just me?
No, it's he's having a bad week. There's a lot of stutters and a lot of stammers, and he missed out on a big release.
I'm trying. Beth Ann McBride of the studio, please. It's not her fault. I just like to consult with her when I make these
I
kind
understand,
of decisions.
Of course.
It's a crushing disappointment. I hate to do this 1 week. I mean, I know it's all I got. Hey, Beth Ann, you know how much I love it to be sweetness and light. But Jesus
Always.
Christ Almighty.
He was
you
on
know,
vacation, after, right?
He was on
he
vacation.
He has a life.
Yeah, he has a life, right. That's important.
I have a life.
I have a life, too.
I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still the first week you wanted to do it. It's not that. It's the ebony, ebony, ebony.
I think he's nervous because he realizes that you're not pleased.
Don't make me sound like I'm, you know, Mugabe over in
no,
Zimbabwe.
It started out this way, Beth Ann.
Shall we counsel him?
Yes.
Listen,
give him another
wait,
chance.
No. I don't think I hate to do this.
Oh, no.
Let me get him back on the line.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm just reacting to the reality of this situation. Mm-hmm. And Joe's probably listening to this. Joe, did you just hear what we were talking about?
No.
Okay.
I figure you're weighing me and deciding that you maybe want to throw me back.
Joe, last week, you know, you wowed us. You knocked it out of the ballpark. I'm going to give it to you straight, okay? This week, not seeing a couple of the movies, you know, we were kind of prepared for that. We know this is like getting someone out of the great unwashed. That's a part of the fun. That's what we're doing. But with the stammering and with the stuttering, and it's just, you know, I don't know.
Stammering and stuttering.
You didn't come to play this week. Rob, help me out here. I don't think I'm being unfair.
How about this? How about this?
Let him offer this.
How about I come down to the studio next week?
If you come down
Better.
To the studio, let me, unfortunately, I think that's a lovely offer, but I think I have to put it up to the listening audience. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Now, normally when I do that, that is a death sentence, but I am saying at this point in time, I will take... I'll say 8 phone calls on this subject, all right? I will take 8 phone calls and the will
Should be
of
an
those
odd number, Mike.
I'm sorry, not number.
Doomed.
I'll take 9 phone calls. No, I don't think you are.
Goodbye, everybody.
Now wait a minute. If they give you a reprieve and say give this guy another, cuz I like you, Joe.
I really do.
You're a nice guy and you're a funny guy, but not only did you not see the movies, but you were also kind of like floundering during the interview
Okay, you know what? You know, it's hard to do what you guys do, and it's even harder to do it on the telephone.
You bet.
All right,
okay, how's
good.
That for a good excuse?
And Joe,
that's fine.
I don't want to color the vote, Joe, but I think that they should be lenient and invite you in next week. My vote does not count.
I agree.
I think we should give them a
chance. All right, do you think, first of all, Beth Ann, of course you're going to say, you love everybody.
Yeah.
Beth
well,
Ann would
no.
like to hire him
full-time. Hi, Polly, this is Anna.
I say you're a man of democracy, Mike.
I am.
And you put it up for a vote.
Man of the people.
877-365-3636. I'm going to lock you in, Joe, so you can listen to all these. Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Meredith. Oh, so you're taking votes and a comment?
What's that?
Are you taking votes and a comment?
Yeah, why did you say, oh, God.
What?
What did he say?
No, you're going to let it. You said listen to what they have to say.
Oh.
And I thought.
Yeah, I'm taking effing phone calls, Rob. I'm going to talk. They're calling in. We're going to talk about Joe right now. What's the confusion?
No confusion.
Okay, let me lock him in, please. Right, let's get this right. Don't think too much, all right?
Let's
take a phone call right now. Jesus Christ. Honestly, it's your fault, Joe. Honest to God, it is your fault. All right, hi. You're on. What do you think about Joe McLeod?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What do you think about Joe McLeod?
I, I personally think you guys should give him another chance. I think maybe he's just having a bad
That is
week.
One vote. He only needs – how many votes does
Thank
he need?
Thank you, sir. The check is in the mail.
Five votes. Okay, very good. Let's go to the next caller. Todd, what should we do with Joe McLeod?
I say keep him. He did great last week. Maybe he's being a little too critical this week.
Okay, very good. Wow. I'll take that criticism of me.
A drink for you, sir.
Let's go to the third call. He needs two more to survive. Uh-huh. Yes, who's this?
This is Irvin. I say keep him. Give him another chance. He sounds like he can be good.
Very good.
Three yeses.
Is that three or four?
Three yeses in a row.
Three yeses in a row.
He's coming back.
Let's see if we can get four. Ben, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead, Ben.
I say that if he makes it to the studio next week, you got to bring him back. He was really great last week. The stuttering and stammering is what it is this week. Give him another chance.
Is that four? So he only needs one
people.
More. Only one more vote. Let's go. Hello, caller. You're on the air. What do you think of Joe McLeod?
Hey, I really liked his reviews last week, so I say give him another chance.
Five in a row.
Wow.
Oh, that's five in a row you
got.
That's unanimous.
And incidentally, let's just take one more call because there was a dump him here. Hello. And that one said dump him.
Sure.
But
let's see the
way the day is going today. Hello. What is your vote on Joe McLeod?
Well, this is Tom from Wheaton.
Yes, Tom.
Oh, that's a competitor, wasn't he?
Yes, Tom.
Yes,
what do you think?
I, if he gets another chance, I should too.
BS, Tom.
I was right on
Absolute
the movie.
BS. Goodbye, Tom. Thank you for the call. And they're all, I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
They're all saying keep him.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy.
They like him, Mike.
Wow.
Everybody's looking at me right now.
But
I'm out of here. So long.
I'm humble.
I'm with you that he fumbled it this week.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you're with me on that one. That's good. Everybody seems to like you, Joe.
I'll offer this pointer, Joe.
God, yeah,
take a deep breath.
Kind of looking for an execution.
I know. See a mainstream movie.
Oh, I got Hancock coming up for you guys next week.
All right, listen to me. I know you have a life, okay? But this, in certain regards, occasionally, in the past, has been a paid position where you've rolled in here and done this. It's not going to be now. But if we're going to have a movie reviewer, you got to see the movies that are coming out. I mean, you've got to be in the know. Mm-hmm. If you love movies, which is what I was told, the reason people want to audition for this gig is because they're movie files and they love to go to the current. You got to see them because I'm not running out to see them. Mm-hmm. I and a lot of people on this show will see some first run films, but not all of them.
Right.
Hence, we have movie reviewers.
Right.
So, Joe, what are you saying?
I'm down, man. I'm ready.
And next week we'll have you in studio.
Next week. I'm gonna get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and drive to Fairfax from Baltimore.
And here's the thing. And
he sounds happy.
And he does sound happy. But
I'm excited.
But with being a little uptight about it, there was no need. I mean, this was the first week of the real gig. See, there was the pressure was sort of off. Not 100% off at all.
Not entirely.
You said you were on vacation. What did you do on vacation, Joey?
I drank heavily.
Ah, very good. Maybe that contributes to it.
Maybe knock that off a little bit. Dry out.
All right, Joe, we're going to give you another shot next week. We'll see you.
You are all too kind.
They have all weighed in. It's not me. It's the listening audience. It was up to me. You'd be S-canned. Okay.
Everybody except Mike is too kind. And
thank
Mike,
you.
Mike, I hope to win your love. Back
all right,
week.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Just a combination. It was between Drew yesterday.
I know.
And I had to put the the fist down.
Hammer.
Very, tough very
love.
Frustrating.
You're a fair man.
Did we get one negative call on the guy?
Not really.
Just the guy who.
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Mike. This is Daisy from Little Sacramento that you hate.
Hi, Daisy. How are you, sweetheart?
I wanted to tell you that you need to lay off on poor Joe.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks so much for the call.
Wow.
Let's take another call. Hi, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Tom Gavin. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Tom, what do you think of Joe McLeod?
Joe McLeod?
Yeah.
It is Charlie.
Yeah, should we keep him or let him go, Tom?
Let him go.
Let him go. There it is. Yeah. I got the negative
you and Tom
one.
Gavin, someone thinking
someone
alike.
Who thinks like you.
There you go.
Hey, F all of you.
Someone agrees with you.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
The tide has turned.
He is literally trying to find a negative call.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Joe McLeod.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
He did a great job last week, but Joe, you got to step your game up.
And the one guy that's negative. So
we didn't get to hear it.
Get a cell phone! Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy.
It's Tom Gavin.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Tom. God damn it, Tom.
Karma.
Get off the phone.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Hello.
Hey,
Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hey, Chuck.
Hi, hey. Chuck. How are you?
Hey, great.
What can I do for you, Chuck? We're talking about Joe McLeod. Yeah. I don't think I'm being obsessive or compulsive here, but I am just looking for somebody that might just agree with me just a little bit that he asked the bed.
I think we need more porno.
and definitely more cowbell.
Oh, now, okay, that's great. More cowbell. More porno, more cowbell.
I think he's
I'll
right.
I'll take one more, and then I'm done with this. Hello, Mike O'Mara, show
no,
your audio.
You're not.
Yeah, hey, I want to, wait, I'm stuttering.
That was a negative call about him. That was a guy mocking Joe McCloud.
Yeah, he was. It was a satire.
Yes, don't you think it was?
I guarantee you it was a satire.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks.
It was
you're
funny.
Just, you're delighting in this. You're delighting in the people. You're delighting in this joy fest on the phones right now. Let's go to wherever we're going to. Hello, Michael Myers. Show you're
hell.
On the air.
To hell.
You're
on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, get to it. Come on.
I don't know. I didn't hear him last week, but this week.
Hello, Mike O'Mara show. You're
He's
on the
hanging
air.
Hanging up on him.
Well,
thoughts.
You can go ahead and give him the cut because, you know, obviously you're not going to compensate him to go and watch these movies. So, I mean,
F you. What do you mean? This is a guy that wants to go to movies and be on the radio.
He came to us.
He came to us, pal.
That's
and
true.
He and he gets to go to movies for free because
anyway.
He works at the Baltimore City paper. Okay,
oh,
Mr. Genie. Yeah, for free, dumbass. All right. Get educated before you call the show
yeah.
again.
This
Hello.
Is a good segment.
Mike O'Mara, show you're
it's
on the air.
One of the best.
Hello.
It's Brian from Albuquerque, and I agree with Mike, and I can tell you why.
Go ahead, Brian. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
He needs to write his notes down. If he's going to take this seriously, you can tell he's not reading any bullet points, which would keep him focused. And secondly, if he's a real moviegoer, you go see the top movies because it's not about you. It's about the listeners.
Would you say your name was Brian?
Brian,
I'm going to put you on hold. Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt for you, okay? Thank
wow.
you very much. We
Winner.
Appreciate the call.
McCloud on the movies.
That's what I call cleaning things up.
Yeah, that's the last call.
I feel
that's
good
weird.
Right now.
I
yeah, that
sure.
is the last call.
Yeah, you came in, you made a mess. We cleaned it up. Everything is good.
Everything's fine right now. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Why?
I can't.
This is perfect. See, this is why we're doing this and we didn't do that, okay?
Okay. All right.
It's time to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Yay!
Whoa! Not even I don't even know what Rob brought in today and what he's going to have in his pants.
No one knows.
He'll show me in a minute.
Sure.
I don't know.
I have a choice of two items.
Yes.
That you can pick, and the one you select will be in my pants.
And the way it works, you call in 877-365-3636. You hazard a guess. Mm-hmm. You get one guess, and you get one question. That's
no,
how it works.
No
okay?
stuttering.
Ask a question, then give us your guess. Mm-hmm. And, of course, every guess is a clue for you. That's
exactly.
what we say. But that's how it works, and it mounts up after a while. Mm-hmm. And we got a winner last time, right? It was a Rubik's Cube.
It was a Rubik's Cube, and I have a question about that when we come back.
877-365-3636. If you would like to guess what's in Rob's pants,
yeah.
get on the line to get on the air. And Joe McCloud will be back next week.
Yay.
All right. In studio.
Isn't that happy, happy,
yes,
joy,
it
joy?
Sure is.
F it. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.